Life Audio.
Welcome to the Team Us podcast, where we share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater. And today we're talking about how to safeguard your marriage. We'll share some wise boundaries you can put into place to protect your relationship.
Wait.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
That's overdone. Everybody does that.
What, safeguards?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you want to do instead?
Flip it on its head.
Okay.
Let's talk about how to destroy your marriage.
Ooh.
How to ruin your marriage.
Because there are ways that
insights on how to ruin your marriage.
Well, and some of them are, okay, so going with this line of thinking, some of them are obvious and some are not. Some are a slow over time. You are eating away at your relationship until...
Slow backsliding until you slid.
Right. Okay, what's an example?
Okay. Well, I think the most obvious one for me is if you'd like to ruin your marriage, make sure that you have very close friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can make good friends at work and then maybe go to lunch with them, talk about, you know, emotional things, stuff that's going on at home, maybe arrange a dinner, you know? get really close.
Yeah, I was listening.
Emotionally close and lots of time.
I was listening to Gary Thomas's book called It's for Wives, like Loving Him Well, How to Positively Influence Your Husband. And he was talking about how.
Wait, are you manipulating me?
No, I'm not. You sound like one of our kids who today I told, if I'm manipulating you, I'll tell you that's my intention. Just assume I'm not doing that. Anyway, that's a tangent. But he was talking about, and this will tie into something that I think can also ruin marriages. I'll bring it up later. But how this guy at work was feeling so unappreciated at home, and he started forming a close friendship with a coworker. And it just ended up, even though he knew where it was going, it still ended up in an emotional affair.
Right. Well, you know, that's one of the love languages, words of affirmation. That's a big one for me. So that's why I've got this thing on my computer that says, go get him, Tiger. You got this. Anyway, notes that you've left for me.
That I've written and put there. Nice. Okay, well, so we talk about this in the book Team Us. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the little prince and establishing ties. That might be interesting to kind of unpack here.
Sure. Yeah, it's been too long since I've read The Little Prince. And if y'all are unfamiliar with it, read the book. Don't watch the movie. The movie is cute, but the book is really, I think it's really good. So the premise of Little Prince is that he shows up on Earth and he wants to make a friend. He comes across this a fox, and the fox says, let's be friends, something to that effect. And so the little prince immediately tries to be a best friend, and the fox says, no, that's not how you do it. Come back here, same time, tomorrow, and, you know, each day we'll, you know, we start maybe 20 feet apart and then 15 feet apart and 10 feet apart. Eventually we'll be close. And then, so that's what they do. And over the course of a few days, they become buds.
Which I think is.
Because they're establishing ties.
And I think that plays really well into what we're talking about, because most spouses are not going to work or, you know, the gym or wherever they're going and mm-hmm. thinking, okay, I'm going to have an emotional or physical affair with someone. But it's this over time, you know, letting down guard and building ties that often ends up.
Yeah, so that's a great way to ruin your marriage.
Right. Well, and here, I think it's important to know, you know, as we're talking about this, that there's different levels or categories of friends. So we're not saying you can have no friends of the opposite sex.
Right.
We're not saying that.
Right.
Like, okay, so different levels or categories of friendships. Mm-hmm. There's acquaintances. You know, that's someone that we know slightly. There's casual friends, you know, people we might see time to time. Close friends, those are people in our inner circle. And then intimate friends, you know, someone we're super close to and we're comfortable confiding in or taking correction from, and those kind of things. And I think that you and I, we both have friends of the opposite sex who are acquaintances mm-hmm. or casual friends.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, like we had one over yesterday, right?
Right. But you don't have close or intimate friends that are women other than me, except for your sister. You confide in your sister.
Yeah, she's
but that's
crazy.
Different. And so it's building those ties and getting more and more close and open and, you know, maybe even starting to share, oh, I was so frustrated with my husband the other day because such and such.
Right.
You really, that's a really good way to ruin your marriage is to start complaining about your spouse to someone of the opposite sex.
Right. And if that other person doesn't put a stop to it, I mean, they could invite it or they could feel really uncomfortable. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
Don't talk to me so, you know, about your inner feelings and stuff.
Yeah. And I think we live in a time right now that's different than maybe 50 years ago, because back then you had to go places. Now you can pull up your phone and there's social media mm-hmm. and you can, you know, maybe you're just being a little flirty with someone in comments or messaging back and forth. I mean, and it turns into what it shouldn't be, you know? So I think it's even more, you have to be even more on guard, you know, now.
Yeah, that's good. So now what?
Oh, you want me to just throw one out?
Oh, I could.
Okay.
Why don't you throw one out?
Okay. Well, I think one way to ruin your marriage, and this is another one that I think is a slow over time thing mm-hmm. is to stop communicating and instead start burying issues.
Oh, yeah. Sweep it under the rug.
Right.
That's a good one.
And we've talked about burying issues, uh-huh. you know, just recently. I think it was in the episode, How to Work Together to Resolve Disagreements.
Because mm-hmm. conflict is uncomfortable. So you want to sweep it under the rug. And it'll result in, you know, just a tension. And then you stop talking. Before you know it, you're like totally disconnected. And that's a great way to ruin.
Marriage. Right.
I'd be like screw tape letters. You know,
C.S. Lewis. Uh-huh. Yeah. One demon.
Devil's perspective on.
Ready to a lesser demon. Yeah. You know, and I think sometimes we bury an issue it's usually hurting the relationship and we just don't want to deal with it mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Now, it's different from overlooking an offense.
Exactly.
Or forgiving.
Yeah. Give an example. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Great. Can you think of an example? I'm sure you could think of an example.
Okay. See, this is a benefit of our relationship. For the most part, we tend to...
Forget.
Well, like, sometimes we'll remember... I mean, the big issues that we deal with over and over again,
mm-hmm.
we remember because we're still dealing with them. But smaller things, sometimes we completely forget about them until we're, like, on the podcast and I'm going, oh, this would be a great story. I remember... Right. Such and such.
I tend to forget special days, or I tend not to make much of special days.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's, I mean, that's an issue we have to not bury.
You're right.
And actually come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I emailed somebody.
I'm laughing.
I emailed somebody. Okay. Ashley and I were having some conflict. Disagreements with a certain company.
Yes.
And I was trying to resolve it. Ashley was trying to resolve it. And I may have sent them an email and not CC'd her.
Because he knew I wouldn't like the approach he was taking.
Yeah. Because I was like, dudes, you are horrible people.
Right. But they responded to him and copied me on it so that I would see it. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't have said this. this. But then I was upset because you had intentionally left me out of the conversation.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, I think we've worked through that. I forgave you, even though I still think you don't think you were wrong. Sometimes I have to forgive you, even if I feel like you were wrong, but you don't think you were wrong. Does that make sense? We're all over the place in this episode. Okay. So I think overlooking an offense is probably like a day-to-day thing where maybe we lose our temper with each other, where we like snap at each other and we feel bad. But maybe Ted snaps at me, but I go, oh, he's having a really stressful week at work, or this has been really frustrating for him. And so I choose to just overlook it. Or you might do the same thing for me. Whereas burying an issue, I think, is some sort of issue that keeps coming up.
Festering. And
mm-hmm. And it's
unresolved.
Difficult.
It's unresolved.
Right. It's difficult, or it's painful to talk about and work through. And I think a tricky thing with this, which I don't think we talked about last time when we talked about burying issues, mm-hmm. is sometimes I think one of us is ready and willing and maybe even desperate to talk about an issue and know what the other one is thinking and work through it. And the other one
not ready?
Is either not ready or not willing, or I don't know. Like sometimes I feel like we have had issues where I'm like, I really want to talk about this. I really want to know what you're thinking, because otherwise I'm trying to assume, which is not helpful. And for whatever reason, I can't get you to talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's tricky. And I think that's something we're still learning to navigate and work through. But we both know that it's not good to bury issues.
Absolutely.
So it's not like we're saying, oh, we're just going to. So yeah, normally I keep trying with this, you know.
Excellent.
But I also think it's important to note that normally when we dig up these issues, it is going to get messier before it gets cleaner.
Right. It's like cleaning a house.
Right.
Like when you do some really deep cleaning, you have to move the furniture. You might have to unpack boxes and repack boxes and take the stuff out of the cupboards, and it's a mess.
Yeah. I actually wrote an article for my friend Darlene Scheck, Time Warp Wife, like years ago.
Name dropper.
I'm not name dropping.
She's a friend.
And it was all about spring cleaning in your marriage and how things get messier before they get cleaner. But it's always worth it. It's always worth working through the mess. And so, maybe you're listening and your marriage is in need of spring cleaning because you've been burying issues. Whatever it is that needs addressing, maybe, you know, you just want to ignore it rather than work through it. But I think we would both encourage you not to let the mess deter you. Don't let it discourage you. Because, I mean, we found, Ted, that God is bigger than the mess, right? Mm-hmm. And so even though it seems difficult, you know, I mean, God said to the prophet Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if it wasn't too hard for him back in the Old Testament, it's not, there's nothing too hard for him now.
It's true.
So yeah, don't ruin your marriage by burying issues because you think they're impossible to fix.
Or ruin your marriage by burying the challenges.
Right. What did I say?
I'm just flipping on the head.
Right. Right. We're both a little tired today. I don't know why, but you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Another one?
Yeah. Let's do another one.
How about if you want to ruin your marriage, if you're like, yeah, let's ruin this, Mary, focus on the negative of your spouse and your relationship.
Yeah.
So
this one's convicting for me, I think, because I get in slumps, you know, maybe seasons where we don't feel as connected and I can find myself with that lack of connectedness. I can find myself focusing more on the negative. And, you know, what we're focusing on, that's where our thought, I mean, where our thoughts are, that's where our actions and our behavior and our attitudes go. So I think I could do better. And I mean, I don't think I'm ruining our marriage. It's not that bad.
Right.
Because there are little things here and there. And usually God convicts me to try and be more positive. And then you get like notes on your computer that say, go get them, Tiger. You got this.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. What do you, have thoughts on that one?
Negativity, being negative. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to add.
Good podcast.
Right. I know. You needed an extra energy drink,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to add, I'm thinking, now that we're talking about ways you can ruin your marriage, I think by not connecting, right? Mm-hmm. Not making each other a priority.
Like date nights or conversations, or we have this thing we call, I call, maybe Ashley calls, pit stop. It's actually kind of nice where, like, you know, I lay down on a couch or the bed or whatever, and Ashley comes up next to me. I put my arm up and she puts she snuggles up and it's sort of, you know, the back of her neck is my armpit.
So just talk. Stop. Yeah. Actually, I don't think we've done that in a while because we've been busy. And we have, when we first got married, we had very different schedules.
Oh, man, yeah.
Which made it hard to connect sometimes. And I think we're in a season again of different schedules.
Sleep late.
And I get up really early, even on the weekends, because I'm so programmed to wake up. Goodness. And I need time before our kids get up.
Craziness of the day begins.
Yeah, to just spend time with God and exercise. But yeah, okay. So to recap.
Yes.
We talked about a few ways that you can ruin your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Which we don't recommend. We are not recommending these things. You can have close friends of the opposite sex.
Very intimately close friends.
Right.
You know, keep growing your relationship with them.
Yeah. And I love, okay, this is a little tangent off of this, but this morning's, we're recording on Sunday, this morning's message from our pastor.
Right.
He was talking, it's Chad Moore, Sun Valley Community Church. He was talking about how to fight temptation. Mm-hmm. And
oh, right.
Yeah.
Three ways to deal with temptation.
Right. And he was kind of putting it in the context a little bit of the example he was using was marriage and being tempted. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, you plan proactively. You have a plan in advance for if I'm in this situation or I start to feel this way, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
He also talked about, you know, as soon as you're tempted in your thoughts, go confide in somebody.
Right.
Because
you can even talk to your spouse.
Right. Which he does.
Right.
Yeah. Because sometimes we can't see the situation with unbiased eyes. And then he said, sometimes you just run.
Right.
And I think all of those things are great in light of this first one, you know, to keep you from ruining your marriage.
And he mentioned that you will offend people.
Mm-hmm.
You will offend people when you run away from them.
And hurt feelings.
Right. Hurt feelings. But sometimes you have to do that because that's your best choice.
Right. And in the book, I mean, we talked about the Billy Graham rule, how he would not get in the elevator with another woman. He just wanted to avoid any appearance.
Right. And some people like that, you know, with offense.
Or think it's extreme, but I'm sure his wife appreciated it.
Sure.
So, okay.
Yes.
So, ways that you can ruin your marriage if you really want to. Right. Friends of the opposite sex, close friends. You can bury issues, stop communicating.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. And focus on the negative.
That's actually kind of a stupid one.
You're not stupid. You're stupid.
No.
Anyway. All right.
Yes.
Us time challenge.
Do it.
Us time challenge is don't ruin your marriage.
Do the opposite of some of the things that we
recommend
if you want to ruin.
Yeah. And I think the easiest one maybe from this week is even if you're not super negative this week, be very intentional to focus on the positive about your spouse and communicate that positive.
That's an excellent suggestion.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. I feel very affirmed right now.
So good.
All right. So thanks for joining us on the Team Us podcast. We're looking forward to next time when hopefully we're less tired as we keep talking about how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
Team Us with Ted and Ashley Slater is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review the podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast and we'll discuss that and so much more.